When I was seven, a well-heeled family friend presented me with a porcelain piggy bank as a special gift for winning a local spelling bee. At my parents' urging, I saved my pennies, nickels, and dimes. It was the 1950s, thinking about how I would spend my savings. I have long since forgotten what it was that finally pushed me to tap my nest egg, but I do remember the ultimate comeuppance. I couldn't get at my money without literally breaking the bank. Of course, I could shake the pig and extract a few coins here and there, but I distinctly remember wanting to get at all of my money and having to make a very difficult choice. In some ways, today's retirement savings plans are a lot like my piggy bank. After years of discipline and sacrifice as you put money in, the last thing you figure is that it's going to be difficult to get your money out. However, the rules governing retirement plans, such as 401ks, 403bs, IRAs, KEOs, SEPs, simple plans, as well as the lifetime pension plans offered by some employers, can make it a challenge, because they are governed by a patchwork of tax laws that have been modified many times over the past 2.5 decades, and pension regulations that have never been finalized. They don't always make sense. Rules that apply to one type of plan often do not apply to others. Different rules apply to retirement savings accumulated 25 years ago than to money that you're putting away today. And it turns out that some of the choices you make can be costly, while others are entirely irreversible. Although I have written extensively about investments for more than 15 years, like most financial writers, I have spent most of my ink emphasizing the importance of saving enough for retirement and investing it wisely. Frankly, I never thought very much about taking the money out. I figured you would just, well, take it out and spend it when you needed it. Which is not to say that I didn't know that you couldn't take your money out too early, that you had to take it out at some point, and of course that you'd pay taxes on it when you did. The complexities of withdrawing retirement money came across my radar screen about a year ago when my friend, Fran Conti, who is also a financial writer, told me that she had decided to roll over her 401k money from a previous employer into an IRA. Her reason was simple. She wanted access to more investment options than she had with her former employer's plan. The amount in question was significant, several hundred thousand dollars. What she didn't know was that the process would take more than 3 months, dozens of phone calls, and several visits to a local investor center. But this is not merely a tale of poor customer service. It turns out that her retirement account included more than her 401k money. Some of it had been invested in a profit-sharing plan, and some in the company's thrift plan, a more common savings vehicle before 401ks became popular. Because she did not fully understand the implications of her rollover request, her employer's benefits office offered no guidance, and neither did the investment company that received the rollover, the money that was invested in her thrift plan was returned to her. The reason? It didn't qualify for the rollover because it was so-called after-tax money. She had lost, forever, the ability to shelter future earnings from current taxes. With better information, she might have made a different decision and come out thousands of dollars ahead. Fran's story made me curious about why so little had been written on the subject of taking money out of retirement plans. One obvious reason is that many of the most popular plans are less than 20 years old, and most of us, for whom they will represent the single largest retirement resource, are still some 5 to 20 years from retirement. I started talking to financial planners and to retirement specialists, each of whom added to my understanding of the complexities of this topic. All of them expressed concern about how little most people know about the key decisions they face concerning their retirement money.